For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. At his funeral in Washington, D.C., people are remembering Senator John McCain. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former President George W. Bush, McCain's one-time campaign rival.
In the end, I got to enjoy one of life's great gifts, the friendship of John McCain, and I'll miss him.
Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger.
The world will be lonelier without John McCain.
Former Senator Joseph Lieberman.
Godspeed, dear friend. May angels sing you to your eternal home.
And McCain's daughter, Megan.
My father is gone, but I know his life, and I know it was great because it was good.
Also speaking, former President Barack Obama and McCain's son, Jimmy McCain, who read his father's favorite poem, The Requiem. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
President Trump is apparently reconsidering his decision to cancel federal pay raises. On Thursday, he sent a letter to congressional leaders saying he was canceling pay raises for nearly 2 million civilian federal workers to keep the nation on a fiscally sustainable course. The announcement was criticized by lawmakers in both parties. President Trump says it's time to strengthen retirement security for older Americans. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump signed an order Friday in Charlotte, North Carolina, aimed at expanding access to retirement plans for small businesses. Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta was at the signing.
The president has asked the Department of Labor to consider expanding when employers, especially small and medium businesses, can band together to provide retirement plans.
It's an effort to allow retirees to stash away more money in their accounts for a longer period of time. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Grizzly bear hunts that were scheduled in Idaho and Wyoming won't start as planned due to a temporary restraining order that was issued by a federal judge in Montana. In the ruling, U.S. District Court Judge Dana Christensen blocked the hunts from starting for at least 2 weeks while he comes to a decision. Environmental advocates praised his order. Last year, the U.S. Department of the Interior announced that the Yellowstone grizzly bear, a localized class of the North American grizzly found in the greater Yellowstone area, would no longer be considered endangered. When the bear hit the endangered list in 1975, it was estimated there were fewer than 150 left. Now, there are roughly 750. After that announcement, Wyoming and Idaho decided to hold grizzly hunts this fall. In announcing the hunt, the Idaho Department of Fish and Game called the hunting a management tool. Environmental groups have sued the federal government to challenge the delisting decision. Protesters outside the courthouse in Montana say they want the hunt called off and federal protections put back in place. United Airlines is raising checked bag fees for many passengers, matching a move earlier this week by JetBlue. United raised fees for checking a first bag from $25 to $30 and a second bag from $35 to $40. The fee covers flights in North and Central America as well as the Caribbean. For USA Radio.